Security, Planning, and Zoning Commission. Changes to the agenda. Or do you want to hear a motion to approve it?
As a member item, I want to bring up something later on about the parking, please.
And I'll talk about it later. Anything else?
Only have to approve as amended.
I'll second.
All favor?
Aye. Aye.
Just to scan down the window for minutes.
I'll move approval in minutes.
All favor?
Aye.
See the public. Okay, old business. Council adopted the new ordinances as we presented them to council last month. Regarding the safety and conservation standards.
So they were approved as.
There was a little bit of discussion regarding what constitutes the appropriate department head. But they finally figured out that they should decide when an issue came along, they would be able to figure it out. New business. Discussion regarding fences and fence heights. Mr. Bax.
I brought this up to the commission before. This is a recurring discussion I have probably weekly with different property owners on why we've got a 4-foot fence height, maximum fence height requirement for each. The reasons people have a problem with it are varied from dogs are able to scale a 4-foot fence much easier to no privacy whatsoever, to have a grilling area or something like that in the backyard, to having an outside shower on the side of their house. If it's in the setback, the tallest that they can have a barrier is 4 feet. And that's just the way I interpret the code and the way it is. I've gotten into some battles with different property owners over the years. One in particular was pretty heated about 10 years ago. And once again, it's a reoccurring question and issue that keeps coming up. I've had different builders ask about it and ask about changing it. Alan and I have talked about it multiple times. And so I asked that it be put on the agenda for us to discuss again. I think there's room for us to move towards possibly having a 6-foot fence maximum height requirement in Curry Beach, but restricted to the back half of the property, or add some different caveats there that would actually wouldn't deter the look and uniformity that we're seeking by having that 4-foot that we have now. So I just think it's something that we ought to talk about again. You know, if you want to talk about it tonight, that's fine. If you want to think about it and bring it up again next month, that's fine too. I'm just trying to do my job as a zoning administrator to bring up concerns from the general public.
Any discussion?
What's the disadvantage of having a 6-foot fence?
aside from obviously, you know, if you're talking about the restrictions you talked about, which seem more than the fair.
From past discussions, and I tend to agree with them, you don't want somebody putting a 6-foot fence around the entire perimeter of their property. I believe that would kill our property values. I believe that would not be in harmony with the beachy look that we have in town. There's also a deterrent as far as safety aspects, firefighting, moving air, different things like that. The code talks about when it talks about control setbacks. You know, if we restricted these fences to be built only in the backyard areas and they were to be allowed to come towards the road, say, the first, the last 50 feet of your lot, I think it would be acceptable. You know, I don't think we're going to see a bunch of 6-foot fences pop up all of a sudden, but I think if people were given the option, they probably would go with that, depending on where they're located. You know, we have patient stamps lots in Cary Beach. They're small lots. So there's only so much somebody can do with a piece of property. And to me, a 6-foot fence is that's a reasonable request.
I mean, I'll give my opinion. I think that the 4-foot fence makes a track. That's actually one of the things that I looked at when I moved to Cary Beach. You know, having come from planned communities, variety of other places, been involved in planning, planned communities, very nice communities. That's one of the things that they look at is to keep the fence. And in fact, the homeowners associations here typically have requirements for the 4-foot fences too, because that is a very important part of the aesthetics and property value. So if we go higher than that, you know, I think it will have a negative effect on the community and what we're trying to achieve with the community in terms of that sense of community. Because what a fence does is it blocks off that sense of community, you know, between neighbors and so forth. I do think that there should be, especially if somebody is putting a shower or something like that, that you get a higher fence, you know, within a setback. I would also argue that if you're going to go to a higher one, that you restrict it to the backyard, coming off of the back corners of the property, not even up to the side yards, but certainly the back. And if it's a dog issue and things like that, a 5-foot fence could stop a dog. I mean, it would take a pretty big dog to jump over a 5-foot. I mean, they can't do it. I had Airedales that could do it, but they can jump over a 6-foot fence.
Well, you did bring up another topic that I forgot to cover a minute ago. Right now, our ordinance does allow for a 5-foot chain link fence.
Right.
That I don't even know why that's there.
And I wasn't aware of that either.
So I recently had someone take advantage of that. And normally, they researched the code themselves, so when they brought it up, I couldn't say no.
I didn't know that was there. So, that's my comments. I think certainly, if you're going to go up, I would go to 5 feet. I would restrict it to coming off the back corners and not the side yard, with maybe the exception of somebody putting a shower. That have to be the setback on a side yard or something like that, that you can allow a 6-foot fence for a shower. But I personally would hate to see a 6-foot fence, and I'd certainly hate to see it come forward even into the side yard, and absolutely not front yard.
Well, the other, Alan and I kicked this around a little bit. The other thing that we would only be in favor of would be that it's a wood fence.
I thought it was a wood fence. Brick fence, I mean, chain.
Definitely a solid surface fence that's, you know, board on board or, you know, shadow box or whatever.
And again, so, you know, homeowners, so all the homeowners associations would restrict it anyway. Would be more restrictive.
I just think it would be an advantage. I think a safety pool.
Pools are another big thing. And I will tell you that I do overlook higher fences when they're going around pools. It's a hard thing to measure anyway. Depending on how the lay of the land goes, I basically have to pick a point. And in some areas around that yard, it may be 5 feet, but I am not going to be the one that makes them change.
Well, insurance requirements, I believe, is a 6-foot. Isn't it?
No, sir. Well, 4-foot is the minimum.
Oh, I thought that.
Around a swimming pool.
Okay.
But the five that the wire threads are really defined herein, which is erected and I see 5 feet, do we have chain link fence?
I actually had somebody just put up a brand new one about 2 months ago.
Okay, so
on Fort Fisher Boulevard, no less.
So, yeah, so allowing a 6-foot wood fence, we're already allowing chain link fence at 5 foot, doesn't seem like a real jump.
I think what we're going to do, we just get rid of the chain link fence then.
Yeah, that's.
And put in 6-foot wood fence.
I can't believe people still use chain link.
They put those nice green slats in there.
Actually, that's not allowed.
No, there's no restriction. This, the part B, is no restriction when they can put it. By this, if I want to ring my property in 5-foot fence, by the ordinance, it doesn't prohibit that.
Only thing I can do is just try to talk you out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would certainly discourage any fence in the front yard. My wife's Mexican. I go down to Mexico a lot, and I see that what people do is they just block themselves out, they board themselves out, they don't even know their neighbor. And now they have fences that are 8 feet tall and things like that. So as you go up, you know, you're certainly creating a barrier. And I'm not sure if that's the image and the what we're trying to do here in 3B. So I would strongly recommend if we're going to go up, we eliminate
the chain
link and we eliminate it from front yards. I mean, if people want it in the backyards, I still think 4 feet is fine, but I can see that. So.
No, I agree about that. It should just be the backyard.
Yeah.
I agree.
Eliminate the side.
Yeah. Well, we can have 4 foot on the side if you want.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't have a problem with 4 foot on the side.
4 foot would be more decorative. Yeah. I mean, you can go from 4 foot decorative to 6 foot privacy if you got 4 foot in the back.
But no fence in the front.
That's something that needs to be
tested. No 6 foot fence in the front.
No 6 foot fence. But people aren't going to do that. Occasionally you'll have a 3 foot decorative fence. But.
There needs to be something that's going to be. Well, I was maintaining it. Our homeowners association requires a little section of fence right out from the street.
Right.
4 or 5 feet.
What does your HOA say about fences higher than 4 feet?
I don't know that it says, but there's nobody in the
I think it says.
Curry Village, you have to be on the 40. They just made a person last year terrible.
Yeah,
it's one that.
It's 4 feet.
4 feet. All the way around. Maximum height.
And it can only be the backyard from the back.
Yeah.
You can't even have the side yards.
I don't know of any Sea Watch that are even better. The council member might be that because he does have a pool.
So do y'all want to think about it, maybe discuss it again next month, or do you want the attorney to draft a
proposal, you know, draft up an ordinance on this, get it through the attorney, look at it, then put it in front of us for the ordinance. Welcome back to the meeting.
I mean, I think we've hit the points. 6 foot, solid wood, either on the back corner of the house and eliminate the possibility of
chain links are out, and that wood has to be, the fence has to be maintained.
So are we up into a vinyl fence?
No, that's just like a second.
Vinyl?
Yeah, I mean, you have a vinyl that looks like wood. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Well, people do put vinyl fences in for the maintenance aspect of it.
Right, that's right. They
do look good long enough. Wood fences.
As long as they're put in, right?
And we just don't want 6 foot fences in the front and nor chain link fences, period. It's an image of property value issue.
I think it's just as simple as a weather resistant material.
Yeah.
So if that, so someone can, you know, we can build a pressure treated, we can build a cedar, we can build a vinyl, someone can use it. But yeah, like yellow plant, that's that rock.
Non-metallic.
Well, the maintenance aspect of it, I think, would be the person who has to tell somebody to go out there and pressure wash your fence.
I mean, what do other communities in Rhino Harbor have? What does Rhino Beach have in their rules?
I have no idea.
You know, I think before we, you know, I would recommend that we do a little bit of research, put it on the agenda for next time, rather than coming forth with the thing. Because I like to see what other islands.
I know Carolina Beach allows 6 foot.
Right.
Any material.
But I wouldn't use Carolina Beach as a model for
your. I wouldn't either.
So, anything.
Yeah,
you
probably will.
We were working on the Methodist pastor's where he lives, not his house, but the church's property. And I noticed it's the backyard fence is 6 feet and it encloses a big piece of property. But it just does come up to the house.
the house that we, it almost overwhelmed the house. The house is one story, little rambler. You walk off to the side and we're looking at doing some work on the eaves and stuff. And
it's just like, wow, look at that fence.
6 foot fence, a tall fence. It is a tall fence.
And like I said, some of these lots it won't look like they're so small. So hopefully people won't.
Okay, so I'll put a sign together and go over with Jim, and we'll have it on the old business for next month. Okay.
I will take on calling Topsail Island to find out what they're doing.
Yeah.
Then we want to take on, I guess we got Oak Sunset and Olden.
Yeah, I mean, I'll, you know, I can just look at their ordinance. You know, you can call them.
Well, you can
ordinance,
yeah.
Look it up. You know, mine. So, yeah, I'll look at a couple also.
Okay, item B, Carolina Beach new ordinance proposed to regulate humans and chickens. I thought the young lady might be here tonight, but I see she chickened out. A young woman.
We've been waiting all night.
A young woman came to council meeting, and she had been given four biddies or four eggs that hatched as a school project, and hatched out, and she's got them in the yard, or at her house, and she wanted to impress upon the council how cool it was and how exciting it is for her to have these pets, and because it was a school project, she didn't want to just give them away or cut them up for dinner. I guess I paraphrase. So she asked to be allowed to keep them, and there was an ordinance on pets in chapter 4.
So this is an existing ordinance?
So our ordinance doesn't really cover this at all. It just says you can't have chickens while they're run down the street. That's pretty much it. So this girl came before council. Council said you can absolutely have some chickens if you want some chickens. I said, okay, well, that's fine. We need to address this in the ordinance. So
we need to kind of regulate it.
Right. So in the past, bees, chickens, had one guy ask about a goat. Depending on where they've been located, they've asked my opinion on whether or not they can have them. And I've said, you know what? Tell me what your plans are for it. They told me, and they're usually very small, no non-issue things. I said, look, if I get complaints on it, I'll address it. So you're kind of taking this on by yourself. So I think there's only one person in town that may have had a chicken prior to this since I've been here. Carolina Beach just passed this ordinance. Carolina Beach just passed this ordinance in June. I think it would fit based on what we talked about in council meeting 2 weeks ago. The only thing that I would add is that under no circumstances shall roosters be allowed. And I think the perfect section for our ordinance would be 4.5.
Where's the pet ordinance?
Chapter 4.
The index has 1131, that's over. That's something on there. That's a noise ordinance, and no, it looks like maybe more for the noise nuisance part versus any.
Just FYI, if you want to see a detailed set of regulations for livestock, Belleville passed one maybe 6 months ago, which is very detailed.
It's not something we're going to experience a whole lot down here. Fat went on for working the bees and the goats. That particular individual owns three lots all together, and two of them are completely wooded.
Do you have any bee hives?
That's only the second one I've ever known about in Gary Beach.
Bees are definitely.
So we don't have any rules on beats then?
No, sir.
Just out of curiosity, do we have a rule on horses?
No, sir.
That seems to me if we're going to address chickens, we ought to address other type of animals.
I was afraid you were going to go that route.
Other than have them run around the street at large.
I think that's where you should rely on me to stop it before it happens. Well, we could draft an ordinance.
I mean, a lot of things that aren't dogs. Obviously, we've got pigs that people like to have. Horses.
Well, in fact, apparently, this has all come up. It's come up recently that apparently there's people in the village that have a couple of monkeys, pet monkeys.
And the village, you mean in
and Harry Beach Village? I've been asked about that also.
Well, so, that's restricted by horses.
Yeah. Okay.
They're allowed to keep them in their house?
Oh, no, yeah. If they're inside the house, but if they're, you know, swinging around the trees in the backyard, it's fine. Because they can get over a 6-foot fence, too.
Well, apparently this guy keeps them in the house. He even keeps them in diapers. So
the other thing, and I guess counsel on this, the other thing you have to watch out with animal ordinances now is under ADA, what is declared a service animal. And I work with FTA and worked under the small bus, like, and it gets very, we've had people come on buses with snakes, pigs, horses, they declared them service animal.
You're kidding, with a snake?
Yeah.
Spring anxiety. Belleville started out the same way, concerned about chickens. And that regulation grew to cover exotic animals, dangerous animals, endangered species, service. I mean, it ended up being a comprehensive set of regulations. But it started out as chickens only.
I think it's important to note the differences in our municipalities also. Once again, we've got postage stamp lots that are filled up with houses.
Yes.
Well, that's what I wasn't joking about horses.
Well, rather than...
You know, I can see horses allowed on an acre sort of thing, but if we don't have a regulation and they're not a homeowners association, you know, somebody could put a horse on postage size. Stamp,
especially with 6-foot fence.
6-foot fence, you're right. With 6-foot fence.
You don't want to run that fence out to the front.
Hey, when I first moved here, I know there were horses in Muspin, Carolina Beach, because I remember seeing people ride horses up and down this.
Like I was trying to prove a point, though. The guy was trying to prove a point. Yeah. Yeah, he's from somewhere else, but he would ride it on the north end.
Wait
for him to arrest him.
And he'd lead ride up and down Fort Fisher and stuff like that in his cowboy outfit. Yeah. He was in his cowboy outfit, yeah.
You think you're able to get, well, I understand that the difference in real estate between the two counties, or two cities. Can we look at that? What are we going to look at?
They wouldn't allow ducks at the pond. If someone in Cary Beach got a horse on a 5,500 lot, don't you think that?
I just don't see that happening, but stranger things happen. I mean, we had a guy that chicken it up over there a couple of days ago, so who knows?
What the
fuck? Carolina.
How do we feel about this ordinance right now? I'd like to get this on the books since council already said it's okay. I suggested adding the no rooster under, well, two different places we could put it. Under A1, if you see where it says the maximum number of hens shall in no instance exceed 4,
right.
And under no circumstances shall roosters be allowed.
Why 4? What was 6?
I told council I was going to copy and paste what Carolyn Beach did.
Okay. I mean, 4 will give you 4 eggs in the morning, so.
I've got 4 in my truck.
No rooster because of the noise?
Well, we got a noise thing that actually addresses birds. We were just looking at the noise ordinance about birds. So that actually would cover rooster too. But the concern I have is actually more, I mean, I like chickens. I've had chickens before. But the concern I have is more the coop than the chickens.
Okay.
Because coops, from my experience, tend to be dirty, ugly, with barbed wire, with wire sort of things.
So are odors.
You know, so if we're allowing coops in backyards, shouldn't there be an attempt to regulate that structure? Like if somebody, from your perspective, stick a coop right in the backyard, and most coops are just wood structures with
chicken wire.
Yeah, that's really hard. They smell and they smell ugly and everything like that.
The girl that has one had it was in an HOA, wasn't it? She had it
underneath the stairwell.
Outside stairwell, and it just kind of fit.
Right. No, I have
triangular in size. Right under there. It was very nice, very well built.
If you like, if you're allowing a coop, you could actually build a dedicated coop in the thing backyard.
Standalone structure, yeah.
You know, standalone structure. And that's what I'm more concerned about than having four chickens.
Well, let's cut the size down then. I'll just copy and paste what Carolina Beach approved, so. Well, it says right here, the max shall be 60 square feet.
That's a big coop.
6 by 10.
That's, you can put about 10 chickens in there. That kind of coop, not four.
Do you know what size it was?
I don't think it was anywhere close to that, but I didn't see it either.
Can you put that up? You've got a recommendation, how many square foot for a chicken?
Chickens only need to be. Yeah, somebody put a phone. Did you check up? Recommended coop size per chicken.
I don't get in trouble.
I mean, use a coop primarily to give protection to the chicken from foxes and stuff. Yeah.
So that's what the concern is, what the coop is built with. So why don't we approach it from that aspect? How do we want this thing constructed?
Or we could do wood, no chicken wire.
I mean, if anybody wants to put a coop, what you could do is just have the design to the, just bring the design to the P&Z and we approve it.
The standard requirements are 4 feet are 4 square feet per bird inside coop space and 10 square feet per bird for outside run space.
So that means that's a 16 square foot. Then for four chickens, 16 square foot instead of 60.
Yeah, but 10, how much?
No, that's
10 square feet per bird for outside run space.
But that's outside run.
So you
need
40 square foot.
But ours said 60 to include the run.
Well, the run, it's just going to be backyard. They're going to run it through the backyard.
The other thing that you need to consider on this is number one, it says no more than one hen per 1,500 square feet. Most of our lots are 5,000 square feet, so they're going to be regulated to 3 hens no matter what.
Yeah, again, I'm not worried about the hens and the sound and things like that. It's just how attractive the...
So what I'm saying is, as far as the standard size, we can cut that coop size down and be okay, I believe.
Yeah.
The other way we can look at it is, yeah, you can have 60 square feet, but it can only be 3 foot tall.
Should there be four hens on?
No, if it's a 5,000 square foot lot, absolutely not.
So if you have three hens, one's going to get through a wheel all the time.
That's right.
Okay. Well, just think about the emotional effect of the hens.
then we should make the coop bigger then, so that he's got a safe space.
Well, it also says that too large a coop. Inadequate number of hens is a problem in the cold weather because they don't produce enough heat to take care of themselves. So they need a tighter area for their own good in cold weather.
Did Siri just tell you that?
Well,
it does. I'm messing.
I'm more interested in the aesthetics of the coop. But most people, if they're going to put a coop, it's just going to be slapped together with some wood and chicken wire. I mean, that's what coops look like, you know, in the backyard. There's a lot of people that I know have chickens. And I'm not sure if that's what we want. So, I don't have a problem with this. Again, it's going to be restricted where I live because of the HOA. But
how about this? Let's put on here, if you're going to build a coop, it's got to be similar to the style of your house and painted the same color.
With a roof and shingles.
I guess the prohibition against aesthetic standards on the house would not apply.
I know, but we're not calling chicken. This is just enough. That's true. Yeah, the new state law that says we can't do aesthetics.
So. I mean, that was a serious suggestion.
No, I think it's an excellent suggestion. Actually, it's got to be in the same style, format, or whatever. With the
same siding, and it's got to have an actual shingled roof.
I don't have a problem with that.
So what do we just keep it simple and say the coupe has to be not seen by the neighbors, or has to be a fenced-in area?
So they'd have to build a 6-foot fence too.
What's the 6-foot fence in the most coupe? I think the coupe should be probably screened from a neighbor. I mean, I don't think I'd want if I put a chicken coop on the corner.
Unless it's the same structure as the house.
Well, it says here that it's got to be located behind the principal structure, and it can't be in the setbacks.
Okay.
Just as double advocate, we don't have anything on doghouses.
Well, doghouses,
that was pretty.
Huh? Pardon?
Remember, John, you started this.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll be the next thing, so we'll see that.
Start this. The little girl started this.
School project. Come on.
And then council said, absolutely.
Can't we have language that kind of where it fits?
Can't we just
why do you send the cute little girl up there?
I'm going to
advocate for
that. They let her be co-mayor and everything.
I didn't approve that.
She has four.
She's got four. Great. We're going to allow three. So what are we going to do with the third chick before?
I think her lot's actually. Her lot dimensions would actually allow for a third. Or four, excuse me.
I think we should allow four chickens. Change the square footage. You got four chickens.
Give her. I think you should go up to six. Have a party with her.
She was so impressed with that.
Just touch.
Mayor. Single side.
I mean, the more hands you get, the more they squawk at each other, too. I mean, that's because they don't get along. That's why you call them hands.
Did the council indicate how many chickens they were approving?
Can we break it down? How many agree with that we all allow chickens?
That's already been agreed. Yeah.
All right. Now, how many
agree to do it?
And how many, I think, John, first to go at it, that the chicken coop must...
What I told council was, I was going to throw what Carolina Beach just approved in our meal.
And then the chicken coop had to be in the same style and as the house to keep from looking great concern.
Well, you just said that the girls got the little chicken coop underneath the stairs and you can only even see it. I mean, what's wrong with doing that? I mean,
you can say it either is unseen by the neighbors or it has to be in the same style. Because, I mean, most people can't hide it. I mean, if I were to have a chicken coop in my backyard and I got the